Here comes the biggest asshole raptor the whole world's ever seen.
Welcome to the Clary Podcast, a division of Aaron Clary, LLC. Brought to you by AssholeConsulting.com. Aaron Clary, Chairman and CEO. And now, your host, Captain Capitalism himself, the world's only professional asshole, Aaron Clary.
Oh, I haven't been in this good mood in a long time. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Clary Podcast. I'm done. I'm done with the book. The book is done. It's off to editing now. I merely wait for my staff of friendly editors. They're friends. They're editors. I do pay them. Like, what? I'm not getting... Yeah, you're getting paid. Not a lot. I can rely on people to do it for free because they're friendly. Or I barter. In the case of Marty Andrade's new book, the book on D.B. Cooper coming out. Famous author Marty Andrade, I might add. Author of Nixon's Guide to the Multiverse. And what was the other one? The Educator. So if you want to look up our good buddy Marty Andrade, I have that there. But I'm done with it. I was in such a foul mood last week. And now I'm catching up. I'm kicking ass. We're on fire, guys. We're on fire. And it's just, it's amazing when you don't have that extra monkey on your back when you're banging out that. Imagine that, having an extra 5 to 6 hours of work a day puts you in a foul mood. Who knew? Who knew staying up at the Perkins till 3 or 4 a.m. writing this shit so you could bang it out and be done with it? Who knew when that went away, things would go better. So now I'm finally caught up. I caught up with all of Asshole Consulting. I wrote quality pieces on the blog, you may have noticed. I got a good quality piece there. I got another quality piece scheduled for later. Now we're going to get through fan mail, I guess. Hi, Aaron. No, Jason writes. Long one, but I hope it's worth the time since I've spent my time writing this as well, though it's not a request, so you can skip it if you value other people's time, money, and that much. First, an update on the internship. I'm interning at the highly skilled group, blah, blah, blah. This is getting long. Intense workaholic, let's just get to the thing. Anyway, thanks to you for the previous advice, and maybe I could serve as... Oh, here we go. That's where it is. Of course, a dark part of me remains. When I went to the bar and got rejected by every single woman... I'm just going to abbreviate it. He basically is a hard worker at a New York investment firm. And whereas all of his colleagues are going out and blowing... hundreds of dollars a night. He just wants to go back home, get some sleep, and do his work. Okay. Of course, a dark part of me remains. When I went to the bar and got rejected by every single woman, it reminds me of the very bitter taste in my mouth of how I became ruthless in the first place. I've definitely made strides moving on, but still aches that I'm extremely behind in social progression. No, dude, you're not behind. If you get shot down by every girl in the bar, you are further ahead than your contemporaries and the average man because you asked out every girl in the bar. I will tell you my story again. Here I was at the pinnacle of my achievement up until now. I was the banker. I was the ballroom dance instructor. I came straight from teaching ballroom dance, where I came straight from my banking job. So I was in a suit. I looked like $1 million. I go to the Times Cafe, which is no more. There's a band, Vic Valari and the Valari Lounge Orchestra, that's still around now. There's a dance floor. This place was known for dancing. You could expect to dance. And after getting shot down by like 3 or 4 girls for a dance, I said, fuck it. Because I was in a bad mood to begin with as well. I'm going to ask every girl that's obviously not spoken for. And I asked 31 girls to dance. And that was it. Then I left because there were no other girls to ask to dance. And they all said no. They all said no. And now I know at least half of them are divorced by statistics. Over half of them are miserable, not happy with their lives, and they passed up. Why can't I find a man? Look at what these girls passed up in your case. You are killing it on Wall Street. You are a Wall Street worker. This is what all these girls want, right? They want an investment banker, right? And there you were. Say, hey, can I get you a drink? No, you weren't good enough. But like I said before in previous podcasts ago, They will shoot you down and say, we don't need no man, but then cry themselves to sleep. Which they do, guys. They cry themselves to sleep. Crying because why? They can't find a man. And you know what? It ain't your problem. Not your problem, not your fault. You did what you did. So you are ahead. I've been making efforts to expand my network and hit the gym, but with an ectomorphic body, it's very difficult to gain weight. Well, that'll serve you well down the road. Outside of work, my mind feels dead. My emotions feel dead, and most importantly, I've lost interest in all the non-developmental hobbies I used to have before going to college. I know you say to treat women like job applications, but I feel my ability to emotionally connect has been decimated by all the bitterness and ruthlessness I've cultivated during college with some of the Manosphere advice. I hope to fix that someday, as I may have taken it to the extreme. No, I don't think it'd be repaired. I'll be honest with you. Once you go down that road, and I don't think it's necessarily your choice, after you get rejected enough times, you lose a little bit of your humanity in you, and then you kind of actually become a player. That's like your first major hurdle, if not the major hurdle to becoming a player, is you no longer give a shit. You don't view them, these women, when you approach them as a potential date, as a potential sexual partner, as a potential wife or a friend or lover or soulmate. It really just becomes an indifferent game. It's like a video game with real life graphics. And you get to play this kind of RPG. And it's just a sales job. It's a boring game too. It's why I don't think I'd ever go back to the dating scene ever again. I mean, like, here's my profile. Fucking, if you guys want to contact me, I'm out. I'm doing other shit. And I think this approaches anybody who has logic, self-respect, and the ability to remove emotion from this decision, from this formula, from this problem. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I think you're just evolving. You're just becoming an adult, mature, grown man. When do you not become inured? I mean, you'd commit suicide after a while if this started to bother you, if you didn't develop a little bit of a tough skin. A girl shoots you down. I think I hit it at about the age of 24, 25, where I just stopped caring if a girl shot you down. You almost have to. I mean, 1 in 10 will shoot you down on average. You up your game, maybe 3 in 10 will say yes. So you're trying to control your body's and mind's natural reaction to the environment. You're trying to prevent, you're going walking out into the Nevada desert sun, and you're trying to will your body not to get sunburned. It's just not going to happen. This is not a mind over matter thing. This is millions of years of genetic evolution training your brain and your emotions, or therefore your brain, to get rid of your emotions when rejection happens. I mean, I go running, I got calluses on two very specific spots on my big toes. That's because of the way I run and the way my feet are shaped. That's going to form no matter how much I try to will it away. And I don't think you should fight it. Well, one, you can't fight it. You're going to drive yourself more insane trying to fight it. Just accept it. This is the natural consequence. Girls shoot you down. Girls stand you up. What girls you do go out with are a pain in the royal ass. Well, then you might get a little jaded. I always love it. Never let a girl, never let anyone, baby boomer or younger, female or not, tell you you're jaded or you have mommy issues or you got issues. Okay, especially women. Because women don't date women, generally speaking. I love it when women say, well, you just don't, you haven't made this. Like, shut the fuck up. I've dated infinitely more women than you have. All you have to do is say, how many women have you dated? When they say, well, none, you say, shut the fuck up. I have infinitely more experience, knowledge, and expertise dating women than you do. And they ask you to basically deny your experiences, to deny your own self-respect, so that they can go continue on believing that there's nothing wrong with team women. That's really what it boils down to. They don't want to change. They want to think they're always right. They don't want to have any blame or responsibility or agency for their decisions. They always want to deflect responsibility. And certainly for those on the same side. So if you come in and all of a sudden you're going to be the investment banker, you're going to make, you know, you'll be Mr. Big, and all the washed up 40-year-old broads are going to come after you, and you'll just dismiss them, say, nah, I'm not really interested. I'm going to go, well, what's wrong? You, it's like, no, this is empiricism. This is the real world, and I at least have the self-respect to honor my natural evolutionized reaction to going out. So, I mean, I don't blame you for being dour or dark, bitter, ruthlessness. Yes, how do you think, what, do you think nice guys finish first? Of course you have to be ruthless. Absolutely. I hope to fix that someday, as I may have taken it to the extreme. I don't think, I mean, if you're a virgin tell, like, yeah, where all women suck and you don't go out and you're, look, here's a way to tell if you've gone too far. If you can't joke anymore or smile when you're flirting with a girl, then maybe that's gone too far. All right, then you've really, because you've gone beyond accepting it for what it is, and now you want vengeance. Now the vengeance, the revenge, overrides your desire to actually meet a girl, and that's why you're mean, you're snippy, you don't smile. That and where you just look at a woman like that's the enemy. Okay, you've went too far. That's too extreme. But when the happy medium, the place you want to be at is, I don't need you. You're cute. I'm gonna pat you on your head. I'm going to say some flirty, witty things, and if you don't appreciate that and you don't go out on a date with me or you're going to give me some runaround, that's cool. That's totally cool because I got other more important shit to do. And if you can't make a joke with the girl or make her smile or laugh, even laugh when they like they kind of shoot you down, then once you've lost that humor, yeah, then maybe you've gone way too far. Then there's hate, the dark side.
Dark side takeover, yes. Hate is strong. Bad.
You don't want that. Anyways, thank you for your previous advice, and maybe I could serve as a warning on going too far with the Manosphere advice. Yeah, there's a risk. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm just saying I wouldn't. It's hard out there, guys. It's absolutely hard. And shit, it was hard 20 years ago. If the girlfriend goes away, I seriously doubt I'm going to go back. I mean, I just don't have. And there's so much more you discover. And it's not because you didn't have any other options like the virgin towels. There's so much more you can do. I can bang out books. I get so much work done. One of the benefits, I was going to write a post on this at Return of Kings, is once you get the girl situation taken care of, once that's done and over with, once you're not going to go to clubs, you're not going to go out looking for women, you really got to take a look and calculate how much time you spend chasing after girls. Once you get rid of that, it's amazing what you can achieve in terms of self-improvement, achievements, legacy. I mean, there's a reason I can bang out a book in about a month. Because I don't go to the nightclubs. I don't go and sit on Tinder. I don't go and sit on Facebook and try and flirt with the girl. I mean, of course, flirt with the fans. Right, okay. You always flirt with the girls. Yeah, hey, how you doing? Oh, a good one is there flooding in your place? And she'll be like, why? Because I heard you shot some guy down and all the guy's tears cried and they flooded. You know, the girls like that. So, but that's reserved for your female friends who deserve it, who are nice. But where was I going? But no, it's real, guys. It's real. It absolutely, this is where you get jaded and you build up a tougher skin and you switch from the nice guy to the bad boy. That's all. And that's what they want. That's what these girls want. This is all part of the natural galvanizing process where you go from being a nice guy pussy to an indifferent, like, who the fuck are you? Get the fuck out of here, you know? Oh, so we have that. A young man writes, hey, Cappy, how can you always be so correct? Well, because I speak truth. I flew up to Calgary, Canada for a week to spend some time with my now ex-girlfriend. And let me give you the background on this. This guy thought he was in love. He sent me an email. He was a client, and if I remember correctly, this girl flew down to work with him, or he flew up there to work with her. And over the course of a week of working together, he thought he was in love. And she only had a couple problems, like she claimed to be bipolar, her dad left her. I think she had tried to attempt to commit suicide. There were like these big blaring warning signs. And I'm like, are you joking me? You're going to move up there now? I said, look, if you're going to move up there, at least get yourself a month-to-month lease, and don't let her move in with you. Get your own place, and it's a month-to-month lease. So now it comes back. You see, the old wise captain here, wise beyond his years. I flew up to Calgary, Canada for a week to spend some time with my now ex-girlfriend. Good, he did the trial run. She went to counseling while I was there, while I was up there, and she went total batshit crazy. They can only keep up their front game for so long, guys. They can only keep up the act for so long. And then these girls, they crack. Their true skin truly shows sooner or later. Like getting her in the truck in the middle of the night and disappearing with no contact type of crazy. Thank you for pushing for counseling. You probably did save me $500,000 in eventual divorce / child support fees. I'm not even angry at her. Just feel very sorry for her situation. Thanks again, and we won't mention his name. I guess I did provide him some other advice. Like, yeah, she had to get therapy, and then she got crazy, got in the truck, and disappeared in the middle of the night. Look, guys, again, ask a girl how many girls she's dated. There are crazy women. They're out there, and they're a higher percentage of the population than you think. What was it? Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder, he's talking to Peck. He's like, sometimes, Peck, you just have to be quiet and listen to what the universe is saying. And women today will tell you that. You just have to stop, get your dick out of your brain, and listen to what the girls are saying. I did a video about, like, what makes marriage material. I went through some do's and don'ts. Like, is she majoring in the liberal arts? That's telling you something. Does she have credit card debt? That's telling you something. Do you know, is her daddy around? Are her parents still married? That's a huge thing. Does she vote left? Huge thing. Oh, and I remember this girl worked in a charity to help batshit insane kids. That was another one. I remember that one. These are all signs. And yes, statistically speaking, there is a chance your master's in women's studies professor with $150,000 in debt, who hates her dad and was physically and mentally and sexually abused by her stepdad, there is a statistical chance she is the one for you. But we do not have the life expectancy or the money or the penicillin to defeat all STDs at this moment in time. So you got to play the numbers. You got to play the odds. You see yellow flags, you get out. You see red flags, you get out. You see orange flags, you get out. These are deal breakers. Your time on this planet is not long enough to waste on the common filth that is being mass produced by, well, now divorcing Gen Xers, but the baby boomer divorce generation and the filth that is being brainwashed and generated from public schools. John writes, "Dear Cappy, I've been pondering the mental process by which people form opinions. Do you think that with a high IQ person will favor the use of logic and reason despite their higher cognitive overhead or simple emotional reaction?" Well, I think they go with reason. That's why they do better. They did a study with these Israeli soldiers because they have to take an IQ test. It's one of the few places where they're universally taking IQ tests, and the higher IQ Israeli soldiers are more believable. They trust more. Why would you lie? They're more about empiricism and intellectual honesty because it's more efficient that way. They would favor to use logic and reason. Why would you use emotion? Matter of fact, if you're a high IQ person, you really can separate. I mean, not if you're low IQ, but higher IQ people have a tendency to be able to disassociate their emotions from reality. Matter of fact, they don't really get emotional about a lot of stuff unless it's, you know, worth getting emotional over. "My thoughts are that people with low IQs must work harder to employ logic and reason, and given that people are generally lazy, the lower IQ people will avoid logic and reason like average people avoid hard work." I don't know if it takes that much. I think it's just more like a principle to say, I'm going to follow this principle. I want truth and reality and empiricism, and I won't form any opinions about it until I have that. Conversely, high IQ people can more effortlessly employ logic and reason and hence are more likely to do so given an equal level of laziness. No, I don't think it's effort. I don't think it takes that much. It doesn't take that much energy. It takes honor. It takes honesty. It takes morality. If there's any effort or if there's any kind of variable that would make low IQ people not pursue intellectual honesty or empiricism, I think it's that it's because they like their feels more than reality. I mean, that much is true. I mean, you look at idiots who breed. I mean, the more children you have, the statistical chances you're dumber. I mean, it's not a perfect correlation. But, you know, you look at the trailer trash and the ghetto trash and the barrio trash, they spit out kids and they're dumb. And the reason why is because you talk to any teenage pregnant girl, it's because she wanted to be wanted. She wanted to be loved. Well, that's pretty fucking stupid. And so the emotions, the feels, trump the intelligence. And when you see that totally in today's college students and the millennials, their feelings of Trump. I mean, another perfect example. How lazy are you? How stupid do you have to be a millennial and vote in Barack Obama? Are you not aware of the national debt? Are you not aware of who's got to pay? The baby boomers, they pulled off the greatest magic disappearing trick ever. They consumed trillions of dollars worth of government services and Kinsey and stimulus, not to mention printed off inflated dollars, and they're going to die before they have to pay it back. And you youngins, you get to pay for it. But their feels, their emotions, they want a virtue signal, they want to care, they want to claim that they're all good leftist people. And what I do believe is truly, I think they read the writing on the wall. It could be a survivalistic instinct here. They have no principles. They're just cowards. And they're looking and saying like, oh my God, I don't want to join the Republicans. I don't want to join the pro-capitalism, pro-work, pro-profit, independent, self-reliant people. Plus, they've tagged them as all white males. I don't want to be on that team because they're going to get killed. They're going to get slaughtered. So that's why you have everyone running over to the, you know, why the Black Lives Matter protesters are all white. Because they want to, look, see, I'm done with the cause, don't hurt me. Not going to matter a lick when that water don't run out, because they're not going to stop to ask if you were a Democrat or not. They're not going to care that your name is hyphenated. And when the water runs out and the electricity goes out, they're going to kill anybody who isn't their color. Because unfortunately, that's how a race war works. You don't have time to investigate and talk to somebody who's shooting at you like, well, wait, hold it. Are you philosophically on my team? Did you vote the right way? Oh, but that's all right. It's cool when the refugee workers get raped. Like I said before, and two podcasts ago, it's really cool when that happens. Oh, are we dark? Maybe we should do some sponsors. Oh, do we have an increased sponsor list today? If you want to sponsor the old Cappy's Network, go ahead, shoot me an email. We got 3,000 listeners weekly, I estimate, on the podcast. Approaching 25,000. We're almost there. 24 and change. 24,500 followers on YouTube. I think my Twitter's got 4,000. Whatever. I'll plug my shit to my people. Your shit to my people. There you go. It's $100 a month if you'd like to advertise. Then we have Chad Elkins at elkinscpa.com if you're looking for an accountant. We also have the podcast archive if you're looking for the previous episodes that are before episodes 100. We have that. It's $30. I send you a thumb drive because don't can you put it on Google? No, just let me do it my old fart Gen X way. All right, I get the thumb drive, I put it on, I mail it to you. $30 for time and cost. Don't make it complicated. Then we have the League of Extraordinary Podcasters. We have the 405 Media at 405media.com. Silvio Canto at Canto Talk. He celebrated his 30th wedding anniversary not too long ago. Jason Hartman, he has a Swank Lifestyle and his real estate podcast. Free Domain Radio at freedomainradio.com. Financial Survival Network with Kerry Lutz. Tom Likas at blowmeuptom.com. Crush the Street, that's on the YouTubes. The Beckloff, Bechtloff, he's over on the YouTubes as well. Engineered Truth, our friend Matt Tran, who actually did a guest consultancy on Asshole Consulting. I love the fucking rookies, the fucking know-nothings in the comments, the peanut gallery.
What? Is it fucking Asia's taking over? Asshole, is Aaron getting outsourced? It's like, yeah, okay.
You guys missed the whole fucking point. Like, hey, we could get other people who are experts in their respective fields. It was pretty cool. I'm going to get like, I had this one client, he's a kid. He's 15 years old. And he wanted to know if he should go into the Air Force or go and become a boxer. And I'm like, okay, this one is right up Ed Lattimore's jurisdiction. I mean, there you go. He's in the middle. I think he's an officer in the reserves. And he's a boxer, undefeated. And I was thinking, like, I like to change it up a bit. You don't want to see my fucking face all the time on Asshole Consulting. You'd like to see other special guest celebrity consultants. Of course, when you look at the like ratio, everybody did like Matt's video. It's just the... I used to, like, just ban... Like, I used to keep the YouTube really clean. Like, nah, this is my world. This is my jurisdiction. Until I found out from the Matt Forney at mattforney.com. He says, well, yeah, when you do that, you go down in the Google rankings because they want controversy. They want you to have opposite of opinions. And so you don't want to do it, which actually freed up a ton of time because I was spending about a good 15 to 30 minutes every day kind of getting rid of all, not even trolls. It wasn't even trolls. It's just like, nope, no fucking liberals allowed. Nope, we're going to have, this is going to be, you know, this week with William F. Buckley Jr. And I just didn't have the time for it. Pushing Rubber Downhill with a good friend, Adam Piggott, Down Under. And he's got a podcast as well. Just search Pushing Rubber Downhill. He's got a blog, book, and he's got a podcast. Glendon Cameron, the master kung fu of hustle. Kung fu master of hustle. You can just look up Glendon Cameron on YouTube. Laurie Zook, spelled exactly the way it sounds. Z-O-O-C-K. The world of Laurie Zook. We recorded last week. And so that's going to be coming out in a couple weeks. So we had a really interesting conversation. And she's interesting. She's a cool cat. Not that the others are schmucks. But she's all over the place. She brought in somebody from CARE and then somebody from a Christian thing. And she studied Islam. I mean, she will go and research something for weeks at a time and then do a show on it. So very interesting. And it's not even, there's no threat. It's just what interests her. Ergo, the world of Laurie Zook. But go ahead, check her out. Our good buddy Ed Lattimore. He doesn't have a podcast, but he does have a blog you may want to check out for, especially for you younger kids who are looking for some kind of role model. So is that all we got? I didn't endorse John Steele, but the guy didn't put up enough material on his podcast. So that's the way that one went. Then we have Glorious Hat with Glorious Carl. Glorious Carl offering his glorious hats. You can go to glorioushat.com, get yourself a real Ushanka hat. Those Russian hats made with real fake dead animal. We got my consulting site, Asshole Consulting. If you or somebody you know needs a swift kick in the ass, and look, you want to solve your problems, truth is the only thing that will do it. You need a really independent third party who doesn't care about your feelings. He just cares about you, and maybe not even that. He just cares about the money you're going to give him. That's basically what it really boils down to. Hit me up at assholeconsulting.com. It doesn't have to be. People think it has to be on YouTube. No, it's. I'm surprised how many people want their dirty laundry aired. I mean, of course, we anonymize names and everything, but I'm amazed how many people are like, yeah, I want a video. It doesn't have to be that way. It can be email, and if you want Skype, it's $200 an hour, because I do not like Skype. I don't like phone calls, and I do not like Skype. Academic composition, I did not know this. Alex contacted me, and let me show you entrepreneurship. Let me show you a capitalist. You know, summer slows down, so his crackpot team of staff writers don't have college papers to write for students anymore, or it actually goes down. So he focuses on marketing, but then he's like, yeah, we do resumes though too. I'm like, look at that diversification. Look at that. They do professional resumes, $100. Normally the market rate, if you want to have a professional HR cunt do it, it's going to cost you $300. But if you want someone who's way smarter than your average HR cunt, this coffee mug is smarter than your average HR. My stapler is smarter than the average HR cunt. But if you want smarter people doing it for a third of the price, $100, they'll put together a professional resume for you over at academiccomposition.com. And then always, Alex is looking to hire writers and marketers. Boring jobs, but they can be done from a laptop, so check that out. Do the Philippines by Matt Forney. Matt Forney has his own online media empire. He's got a podcast. All that crap, all of it. His books, not just Do the Philippines, but all of his stuff can be found at mattforney.com. He's over in wherever the hell the Republicans are. Is that Cleveland, Cincinnati, someplace in Ohio? He's over there doing what Matt Forney does. Then we have Betterment. If you are looking to do some kind of retirement planning and you actually have enough money, you've paid off your house, you have nothing else to do with your money, you say, well, I might as well get the tax deduction in the IRA. Consider going through my Betterment affiliate program. You can go to captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. Look for the Betterment logo. I think it's in the bottom to mid-right banner area. And just go ahead, click on that. I get commission, blah, blah, blah. Speaking of commission, there's also the Amazon affiliate program. You have to turn off your ad blocker, which is, I think, now becoming increasingly standard with the newer and newer versions of browsers. I think, what's it called? Explorer still won't immediately block it, but it's there. If you go to CaptainCapitalism.blogspot.com, you'll see the ad for Curse of the High IQ, and then beneath it, if your ad blocker is on, there's an empty space. Well, that's where the Amazon ad is should be. If you don't have your ad blockers on, you should be able to see it. But if you click on that, that tells Amazon, hey, this traffic came from Cappy, and whatever you buy during that shopping session, I get a 7% cut. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It's just a kickback I get from Amazon. If you could get into the habit of going there first, taking the extra two clicks, I understand it's an inconvenience, but if you could do that and you don't want to donate and none of our sponsors appetize you at all, if you do all your online shopping through my affiliate, that's awesome, because I think I estimated once, like, if all my readers did all their things, we made some assumptions, I make like $250,000 a year. And Cappy would be very happy, and he'd be broadcasting from Singapore. Hey, yeah, there you go. If you want me to get out of the country and out of your neighborhood, there you do. Buy all your stuff online, then Aaron goes away, and I'll be doing the exact same shit, except from Singapore. Let's kick around South Korea. I had one of my agents in the fields. He ended up getting stationed out there for a while, and he says it's basically if the United States kept going like it was in 1955 with not 2016 technology, but 2057 technology. He's like, it's way advanced. Everybody's dressed very nice. I'm sure there are other drawbacks, but it's like, wow, that sounds like heaven. Like, if we just kept doing what we did in the 50s, and everyone's dressing very nice, I'm game for that. I'll do that. I'm sure there's like the Gaijin culture. Is that what it is? Where the Americans are kind of discriminated against over in Japan? And rightly so. I'm not one of these leftist entitled parasites of the world that thinks, well, I come to the United States and everyone there has to suck my dick and give me money. I kind of understand, well, this is Japan, these are the Japanese people, and I'm not Japanese, so conform to the society as I might, I will always have the Gaijin reputation. I wonder if it's the same thing in South Korea. Somebody from South Korea, let me know. I do rather well with the South Korean ladies, by the way. Holy cow, I don't know what the heck. Maybe I got that pretty boy Floyd look that they're, or the long hair that, like, back in the day in the 90s, and even today, I got a couple female fans over in Seoul. They're kind of like, oh, you're so pretty, you're so handsome. Like, thank you. Thank you very much. I will take any compliments I can get. Makes you wonder if I should have just gone off to South Korea when I was 18. Like, fuck this U.S. shit. Nope. Not doing Minnesota. We're going to Seoul, motherfuckers. So, anyway, go buy all your online crap through my Amazon affiliate program. I appreciate it very much. Max, if you are looking to advertise your own wares, may I recommend Max over at Humans of Startups. You can go to Instagram.com/Humans of Startups, or you could just look for the link over on my blog. And I cannot claim to fully understand this one. It took me a while to even understand how my world of online media empire works. But he's got an Instagram account, and he just highlights with pictures movers and shakers and entrepreneurs and human startups and clever ideas. And so I ran an ad on his site. I think it's $100 a month. And yeah, you get results. I definitely earned the money back. So this isn't just me plugging him because he pays me. He actually doesn't pay me. I'll be intellectually honest. He gives me a cut on the advertising, and I give him a cut on my advertising. But it also works. I've used it. So, yeah, if you have some kind of entrepreneurial idea, it has to be clever. It can't be like, I'm writing another pickup book because I'm 23 and I read The Red Pill and I, like, totally know Roosh, man. And, like, yeah, like, oh, these chicks, they just are hypergamous and they want guys with money. Yeah, man, the dark triad. And so I wrote this 40-page pamphlet about my dating and No. You have to have something that's a little bit more legit. So anyway, take a look at his site. It's interesting stuff too. It's kind of interesting just to see who he's highlighting. Oh, and it's also very conservative libertarian leaning. So that's a good there. Uncle Nick, relatively new. Uncle Nick, the book. Go look for the guy with the sunglasses, a cigarette hanging out. It kind of seems like Bad Santa, like a Manosphere Bad Santa. You can find that on the old blog there, but you can find that on Amazon as well. Just look for Uncle Nick. Then we have The Stringers. The Stringers is another book. You can go ahead and find that on my website as well. It's a kind of whodunit journalist back in the olden days, because there's bloggers and social justice warriors now. We'll never have Sam Spade or Citizen Kane or whatever. It'll be, what was the guys that busted Nixon? And then every baby boomer journalist wannabe thought they were like going to be that. And then they weren't. They just were a generation of cunty journalists. Anyway, so go check that book out. You can find it on my site as well. And that, is that it for the sponsors? The Stringers? Yeah. Look at that. Oh, we're all done. Oh, do we want to do the Milo thing? Is it the gorilla in the room I have to address? Okay, all right. Here's it's drama. This is what it is. It's drama. I am not accusing Milo, or anyone for that matter, of buzzing the tower, doing flybys past U.S. aircraft carriers to provoke a response on the part of Twitter or Facebook or whatever else. All right. I do believe that there are certainly leftist biases in these social online media things. But are we going to listen to Milo because of what he says and his thoughts? I mean, we're going to hold the principles on conservative libertarian ideas. I also think that he would bring, or he does bring, entertainment. And he also brings an important step to getting more libertarian and moving away from the religious right for the Republican Party. That's fine. This is all good and well. But then we cheapen it with these theatrics. I'm not even saying they're theatrics, but like, by God, you're using the one thing I'll agree with social media, whether it's Facebook, Google, Twitter, whatever else. It's a private company. It's their platform. They can set whatever community guidelines they want. And fine, I go, okay, I've even deleted a couple videos where I'm kind of like, yeah, that's questionable. You want to know why? Because I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. And we can use that as a trap. Oh my God, Milo got banned again. Milo got banned again. The drama of my, I don't care after a while. Yes, fine, it's been established that there's a liberal bias in, surprise, surprise, Silicon Valley companies located just outside of San Francisco. Okay, fine, great. Now what do we do? What are we going to do? As they say in the Marines, I hear a lot of problems. I don't hear a lot of solutions. Don't come to me with a problem if you don't have a solution. What do you want to do? Is a libertarian kind of Peter Thiel backed by the Koch brothers, are they going to start an alternative one? Not even specifically designated as a conservative alternative to social media. Just one that has, like, you're truly free. You can say whatever you want, kind of like a 4chan or an 8chan. Well, I don't care any. I want progress. I want progress. This is like terrorist attacks. I'm done. I'm done with terrorist attacks. Of which it should be only T minus another 20 days or so before the next terrorist attack, because it's on a monthly amplitude now, you understand. But just as terrorists will attack Western interests every month, there's going to be some social media drama more often than not with Milo at the center. And I just don't care. I don't care. It does raise awareness and bring people's attention, yes, but you're trying to convince and convert zombies. The left just doesn't care. I'd like a little bit more practical, below the radar, things that work. I mean, that's one thing I'd like. I mean, here's another thing. Look, I understand trying to show the true diversity of the Republican or conservative parties or the Libertarian Party. Like, yeah, look, it's principle. We have blacks, we have gays, we have Miami. We may have our differences, but we all agree upon freedom, individual rights, small government, etc., etc. But just because we have a gay guy on our team is not going to convince all the gays to start. As low-hanging fruit as they may be, the gay community. I'm not talking about lesbians, I'm talking about gay men. As low-hanging fruit as they may be, they're professional, they earn a lot of money, they're about freedom, obviously. They did have a struggle, that was relatively recent, certainly within our lifetime. They're ideal candidates for libertarianism, conservatism, just not in the social arena. Okay, they make ideal allies in the fight for freedom. Right? But when you look at their response after that Muslim fucking dickhead wiped out 50 of them, and then the knee-jerk response for some of them, not all, some of them was, let's blame Christians, let's blame the guns, let's blame anything but Islamic terrorism. It doesn't, we could have the we could have a guy 10 times as flamboyant and charming and charismatic as Milo, and you're not going to win him over. The only thing that's going to, apparently, the only thing that's going to get gays to join the Republican Party, or at least not vote Democrat all the time, to actually vote in their best interest, apparently is going to either take the Muslims, more terrorist attacks against them, or they're just completely wiped out. Either they get to the point where, oh God, we lost half our people. Maybe we ought to join the other team instead of the team that's saying, oh well, it's not Islamic terrorism and it's the guns' fault, or it's white males' fault, or it's Christians' fault. Maybe we ought to go join the white males and the Christians and the conservatives who would say, yeah, here's a gun, go fucking protect yourself, man. We got your six. But not until that happens, until half of them are wiped out before they say, hey, you know what? We're not doing too well with this plan. Or they're completely gone. Apparently, then that's the only way we're going to get them. So even though this, in theory, low-hanging fruit should be ripe for the picking, and even though we got probably the best, emissary you could possibly have in the form of Milo, we're still not going to get the gay vote. We're just not. And so then it becomes, all right, well, what are we going to be more practical about? What does Milo bring to the table? Theatrics? Drama? I got enough drama. I don't need drama. I had enough drama dating in my teens and my 20s. I'm fresh spent out. They have this limited lifetime supply of what you could tolerate for drama. I've had my fill. The reserve tanks are full. Can't take no more drama. Go find some other tanks to give it. Of the female persuasion or not. I just don't have time for it. And so in kind of a, what was it, Iron Man? When you find out Jeff Bridges is actually the real power behind the terrorists and all that other stuff. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. The behind the scenes, the stuff that really matters. Not the guys yelling Allah Akbar, blowing up shit where it's just like behind the scenes, deadly sniper-like power. That's the type of stuff that we should be doing. Okay, fine, let's have our theatrics. Yes, let's have a PR department. Let's have the Milo show. But I'm just not watching. I don't have the energy. I don't care. There's more important stuff to do. It is, if I didn't have, what would I say? If I had nothing else going on in life, and if I actually like the people that live in this country, and I do like some people, but the vast majority I don't, both Democrat and Republican, if I actually respected the majority of the population in this country, I would form this political party. You go, oh, Clary, oh, you're going to form a political party. No, it'd be different. It would employ that behind the scenes, very direct, very intelligent. You guys have no idea how efficient this idea is. And I think it would actually work. But I'm not giving up my life to help out a bunch of people who don't deserve it. I'm not going to help out a bunch of Me Too Republicans, rah-rah, trophy wife, cheerleaders, my hubby makes a lot of money. Before, I voted Democrat all the time, but then when I got married and had kids, oops, now I'm voting Democrat or Republican because my hubby makes more money that way. These dickhead fucking, just in general, most people, even the vast majority of people who were dicks and assholes in my life were Republicans and white people. Because that's where I grew up. Like, again, if you're Latino and you live in the barrio, the vast majority of your enemies aren't white. They're Latino. The vast majority of dickheads in your life aren't Republicans. They're probably Democrats. But that's only because of statistically where you live. And then when you take for the fact that half the people are going to vote for parasitism in the Democrat Party and Hillary, and then at least 65-70% of the people on your team are assholes and dickheads, you know, why the heck should I waste my time and forfeit a fraction of my precious life to go and make this country great again? Fuck that. You guys would have to pay me billions of dollars. That's exactly what my idea would be. That's exactly what it is. I have an idea. I have a dream. But someday. Who talked like that? Was that like kind of a holdover from the Jefferson-Lincoln debates?
Where my fellow people? Grabs the lapels of his jackets with the sums. I say...
What? Remember the Bugs Bunny cartoon? That's what they did. Remember where Bugs Bunny and Yosemite Sam, they come across this town, right? And it's this western town, and they got an election going on. It's vote Bugs, vote Sam. And they talk like that. What, I say walk, what is it? Speak softly, but carry a big stick. And he does the Teddy Roosevelt. What is it? Hang on, let me go find it.
Okay, found it. Here we go.
I stand on this platform. I stand for union. Union suits and union stations. For the little people. There's enough fresh air and sunshine in this great country of ours for everybody. And I'll see to it that you'll get your share. And I'll keep my promise to rid this country of every last rabbit.
Last rabbit? Hey, this calls for strategy. I'll fight fire with fire.
So remember, for honest Sam. Sam's the man. Shut off that duty box! I can't hear myself a-speeching!
Oh, hey, God.
Oh, remember when cartoons you could have people shoot guns and everything? Oh, it's called Ballot Box Bunny. Look that one up. Yeah, they do that Jefferson. Why did they have to do that? Did Martin Luther King, was that his way?
My fellow people, my shouldn't have and I did not have and he's
You might as well say that nowadays. Oh, what happened to the gain? Did I change the gain? Hang on. Oh, you might as well have... You could say that. That's what all presidential political speeches are now. Except George Bush was like... Barack Obama,
let me be clear. The same song, fuck Whitey. Single moms,
sounds like a Swedish chef with constipation. All right, where are we going? What we got next? Oh, the news. Let's do the news.
Now, listen, man. I like the news. You guys like the news?
From CBS News, which means it's not news, but I like to show you. Remember how I said all the baby boomer journalists that they wanted to become like the guys that busted Nixon, and now they... Well, they're in charge now. This passes for news. Now, you see what's wrong with the title. Let's see if you can get this. Student loan debt halts New York woman's dream to become a nun. What's wrong with that? Think about it. What's wrong? What? You don't have to go to school to become a nun. Don't you just show up at the nunnery or monastery or whatever the heck it is? Say, hey, I'd like to devote my life to Christ. I'm Catholic. Isn't that what? So she had a dream beforehand, and that dream was to become whatever it is that she got the student loan for, whatever she went into student into debt for. So right off the bat, you know, and you, this is, look, it ain't one, and I know you millennials out there. I know there's many good ones and you guys all listen to it, but this is the problem that for those of us older people see, at least those of us with a brain, it's like, can you stop being hypocrites? This is a short article, but there's so much to it. And it starts right off with the title. I pursued one dream, but my dream has now always been to become a nun. And I'm like, oh, really? Because that's kind of drastic. Why are you also becoming a nun? New York, of course. A young woman wants to be a nun, but has been told she can't until she pays off her debts. As CBS New York reported, a fashion designer by day. Oh, there's the answer. See, 28-year-old Alita Tyler. See, there, right there. We are a sentence and a half into this. And if you have the super awesome economic genius like I do, you can already fill out the rest of this article. You can already see what's going on. You had a spoiled little typical millennial brat that swallowed whole that she could go to New York, because if I can make it in New York, I can make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. And like the lemmings, like the truly average, if not outright stupid people that thought Sex in the City was a real fucking thing, she went out there to become a fashion designer. How typically stupid. How typically spoiled brat, swipple, suburbanite American. So she goes out to New York. Oh, here it is. After graduating from the University of Louisiana with a fashion degree, Taylor landed a job with Broadway costume design with a Broadway costume designer in New York City. When I moved to the city, I had all these desires. I wanted to have a career, a family, and marriage, but your heart begins to shift. No, you couldn't keep the job. That's what it was. You weren't making it in New York because you couldn't make it there. Therefore, you can't make it anywhere. And now, like typical, not always, I can't say typical, like a significant percentage of young women that I have warned you boys about are the born-again Christian women, okay? Or the born-again anything, born-again any religion, where there's a girl, there's a problem, she has a legitimate kid, she runs over somebody because she's drunk, she gets a DWI, and then they all of a sudden find Jesus. And the reason they do this is because Christianity in particular can be abused, because it absolves you of any responsibility, and It not just in the past, and it forgives you of all your sins. Jesus forgives you of your sins, so even though you brought three bastard children into the world, you went into debt for a stupid thing, you hit somebody while driving drunk, that's all okay. Jesus forgives you. He loves you very, very much, even though you're a worthless fucking whore. And then in the future, it absolves you of any kind of responsibility, because the Lord will provide. The Lord has a plan. And what angers me to no end about these type of gals, because I went through a spate of them. It was really weird. I dated a bunch of them. Like, not intentionally. It just happened to be, like, four of them right in a row. Is how when something good happens, well, then that's their doing. See? Well, I worked hard and became an engineer. I worked hard and became an accountant. Of course, these aren't really what they're. I worked hard to do X, Y, and Z, and that's why I'm successful. But anything bad, oh my God, do they run and hide behind the shield of Jesus? Do they run and hide behind God has a plan? And it's not only weak and hypocritical, it's just disgusting and cowardly. And then they throw on top of it the moral superiority. I mean, you want to talk about the exact same template, the exact same genetic makeup material as a social justice warrior. It's a born-again Christian. They're better than you. They'll lord the morality over you. They want to abdicate any responsibility. They want to deflect any kind of agency. And they above all else, will protect their precious little egos. And that's why everything in the past, what the Lord had a plan. It had nothing to do with me being a dipshit and majoring in fashion. So right off the bat, I don't believe for a second, like, and she goes into it, but your heart begins to shift. No, it doesn't. No, it never did. How many cocks did you take up your ass before you decided, oh, your heart began to shift? And how many cocks would you have continued to take in all your various different holes if you kept making it as, like, actually you had a career as a Broadway designer? You actually had a successful career. It's because you ran out of money and your ego cannot sustain this. That's exactly what it is. It shifted more towards God. Taylor hopes to join the Sisters of the Life Convent on the Upper West Side in September, but she's been told that she has to pay off her student debts first. Well, at least the Catholic Church is still holding some modicum of standards. I know your latest pope out there is like, eh, fuck it. Pope Fuck It, that's what his name is. Pope Fuck It the Second. That's, we don't care, whatever. That financial debt having that, okay, hang on, this is a quote. That financial debt, having that be resolved, allows her to freely enter into her vocation, Sister Marie Agnes D.A. of the Sisters of Life said. Each congregation determines its own policies to accepting applicants with debts. But with a college degree as common as it is today, Taylor said many of her peers are facing the similar dilemma. What? How many women are? Is this a thing? Is this a trend? You millennial gals, that you fucked it up and now you go run to the church. No doubt. From 15 to age 28, young Taylor, you must have speak poorly about Christians, right? Your old little leftist upbringing there, going to your leftist liberal college and majoring in a leftist thing like fashion design. You've never uttered a bad word against the church, right? Oh, that's right. Jesus forgives. Fuck human standards. Fuck humans' insistence on consistency and principle. Taylor had planned to pay off her $18,000 loan over the next 10 years. Are you fucking joking me? That's not even that much. You see, and here's the proof, ladies and gentlemen. This is why I was a great credit analyst and knew the housing bubble was coming, because this doesn't add up. $18,000 is not a lot of money. You could take a second job. So if you're making it in New York, how come you can't afford an $18,000 loan? Let alone you're going to amortize it over 10 years? You were making peanuts. That's what it is. Your life, your first dream, your true dream, went poof, blew up in your face. And now you're scrambling. You're desperate. And you're going to be a hypocrite. And you're going to pose as a goddamn Christian. At least you won't have to have sex, right, Taylor? Now she said soliciting donors through a GoFundMe page is the only way she'll make the covenant's September deadline. Well, why don't you go get a second job, Liz Middle Spoiled Cunt? Of the Royal Order of the Royal Order of the Sisters of the Spoiled Cunt. Is that what it is? Is that the monastery or the nunnery? The nunnery of the spoiled, over-indebted, fake, hypocritical cunts. That's the only way you're going to make the covenant September deadline. How about you wait for next year's deadline? You go get a second job. And hey, you know what? Be efficient about it. Go pull some tricks because the Lord provides. Jesus forgives. Ah, fuck it, so what? You're the only nun with herpes and gonorrhea. That's fine. The Lord will provide. He'll forgive. Jesus forgives everything. I say you slut it up for a year, pay off, God almighty, $18,000. You could pull tricks for a year. I mean, she's not that, yeah, she's okay looking on the eye. She could do it. You do a month. Every other day you bang a different guy. Give yourself a little rest and recovery time. All right, then you go bang another guy, $1,000. Hey, go on the date with him, you know? Go on the date, do the thing. You could get free food. God almighty, just what a hypocrite. Quote, if a person has student loan debt, they can't just get rid of it. Yeah, you can. It's called working a second job. Apparently, this is beyond anyone under 30. People think maybe if you file for bankruptcy, which is getting out of debt, you can rid of student loan debt. You can get rid of student loan debt. Most of the time, you can't, period, bankruptcy lawyer Tanya Helfand said. Well, thank you, Tanya. Does working ever occur? Working off the debt? Is that a thing? Or is that beneath you millennials because you're just so fucking precious and smart with your degrees in fucking fashion? In the convent, a second job is not an option. Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute. You're not going to join the convent until you get a second job. I mean, you're not going to join the convent until you pay off your loan. Look at how intellectually dishonest this is. This is not journalism. This is propaganda. You can't join the convent until you pay off your debts. So you can get a second job. These people in the convent, a second job is not an option. Well, you weren't getting in anyway. Religious life is a full-time job, so to speak. So she wouldn't be able to work and enter into religious life, said Sister Marianne Agnes D.A. Nuns of Sisters of Life have no salary or stipend. The Lord, here we go. The Lord, when it's in his will, he always provides. Oh, there it is. There it is. He always provides, and I just trust him, Taylor said. Oh my God, am I good. I am just so fucking good. Someone's going to assassinate me. I'll die. The good die young. And people say, well, how come is that? There you go. You killed the guy that was, he saw it a mile away. A mile away. If Taylor can't get things settled by September, the convent said she could try again next year. There are 15 young women hoping to join the Sisters of Life convent in September. Look, Sisters of Life, I know many of you are probably not listening. I know this is probably a little bit too crass for you. Don't let her in. Please don't let her in. This is a fraud. This is, I mean, not to get biblical. This is one of those things where, what was the parable or the story? You cast the seeds, and some of the seeds fall on rock and never grow, and then the seeds kind of, sometimes they fall on okay soil, but it's rocky underneath, they grow a little bit, but then they die and wither, and then there are those that land in good soil, and they grow, and they're successful, they progress. This gal's falling on, she's using you as, from one swinging branch to the next. She's just going, come on, you can't let her in. You just can't let her in. Lord, well, right there, the Lord, what, come on, guys, help me help you, okay, help me help you. You don't have to date these girls. Anytime a girl says, the Lord has a plan, the Lord will provide, Jesus forgives, get the fuck out, okay? They're hypocrites. They value themselves more than they do anything else, especially God. Especially, they are wiping their ass with God and Jesus and Christianity and the Bible or anyone else that joins these religions out of desperation. They have an ulterior motive, and that is themselves. They're not selfless, they're not moral, they're not principled, they don't believe in the religion, they are merely scrambling to protect. I mean, I wish it was something like starvation. I wish it was something like, well, I'm going to die if I don't get some food, so you go to the church and get alms. This is for something as pathetic and vain as sad as their fucking egos. Because they can't handle the fact that they fucked up. They can't. They will not accept responsibility. It is their fault and their decision and their inferior intelligence. Or they could be smart people. They just made bad choices. They cannot accept, whatever it is, their ego cannot accept that it was them to blame. And I wish you Christians would realize this, although I guess a lot of you guys just don't care. You want to pack the seats and make more money because you too are fake Christians. But for those real ones, I wish you could see these wolves in sheep clothing. Because they don't care about the religion. They just don't. And where it gets particularly hurtful. See, if you're secular and you're a guy like me, you pat these girls on the head. Yeah, yeah, sure, you believe in Jesus, darling. Yeah, okay, whatever, the fake ones. And it doesn't affect you. But if you're a religious guy, and I got a buddy. He's Christian, and he insists on dating a Christian girl. And I keep trying to explain. I think he's getting it. I think he's getting it. Almost 40 years old. He's maybe finally getting it. That there is a difference between just because the girl says she's Christian doesn't mean it's so. And that a lot of the gals, especially, he's got a single mother, a gal that's like desperate, like a 30-year-old virgin. I mean, I could go on about the because he's getting older and he's starting to date these older gals. And you want to talk about a fucked up group of people. Look at the fucking Christian single women 35 and older. Holy shit, is that a goddamn circus? That is a freak show. I'd like to go into detail, but I don't want to mention names or any kind of identifying information. Because they are so freaky and weird and odd and not in a good way, not in a charming, endearing, eccentric way, a really fucked up way, that you're like, yeah, don't tell me you were on Team Jesus this entire time and then bad things just happened. You were a fucking whore. You were a slut, you're an idiot, you were a cunt, you made bad decisions, you didn't save money, you were lazy, you were slothful, you were basically all seven sins, and now that the parental support is gone, or daddy runs off and doesn't pay his child support, now the rubber about to hit the road. But why have the rubber hit the road when you have Jesus block it all for you? And then you have your pompous, arrogant, fucking higher, holier-than-thou attitude about yourself, even though you are the epitome of fucking scum. That's the one thing I really loathe about these gals. I can't say men are the same, because I've never dated men. So I don't mean to sound like I'm just slamming on the women there. But I am, because that's all I've dated in this particular example. I've not seen it in men, though, either. But a welfare bomb. Hell, I got more respect for Black Lives Matter because at least they're brainwashed into thinking that they're oppressed. They think that Whitey really is out to get them. In other words, if you operate from that premise, okay, you could see where they're very pissed off. I understand that. Okay, that at least is logical. But these gals that come in, and not only conscious, I accuse them of consciously doing this, like running to find Jesus. To put in between rubber hit the roads and deflect and protect their egos. But then when they go the extra step to dare lord over you and lecture over you that you have to meet their standards, that you are failing because you're not a Christian, that they are better because they're saying, oh, this sanctimonious bullshit, that pisses me off. And boys, if you ever run into one of these girls, and I've already told you how to identify them. We talked about red and yellow flags before with our guy up in Calgary. They say, the Lord provides, Jesus has a plan, God has a plan, Jesus forgives, and then anytime they're born again, like they weren't Team Jesus the entire time. They just also, I mean, and you can see it, just take away the religion and look at them as secular people. Say, okay, what type of person would this be if they weren't religious? They'd be a fucking deadbeat fucking single mom. They'd be a bankrupt fucking party girl who went to New York and didn't spend her money right, didn't save her money. So don't let religion obfuscate the situation for you secular guys. And certainly for my Christian brothers out there, don't let the fact, oh, Christian, the stamp of Christian or the self claim that they're Christian confuse you. Say, well, I thought you were a Christian. As they go and they bang some guy. They won't bang you, but then they'll bang some other guy. I didn't know. Think about Jesus forgives. Just wipe. Not only do they wipe their asses with the Bible and God and Jesus, they wipe your face. They wipe their ass with your face. You sucker Christian boys out there who date these born-again Christian girls. They wipe your ass. Well, I know I had 3 children from 5 different fathers, but Jesus forgives. And now, good obedient Christian man who's been saving himself for marriage, I'm a born-again virgin. You can stick your dick in my formerly gonorrhea-infected pussy. That'd be interesting. How many nuns are virgins? That would be a great question, a great chart. Over time, percentage of nuns that are virgins. I bet you that sucker just tanked right back in the 60s and 70s. And it's going downhill, man. Let's see if we can't find that. Let's look this up. Come on, Clary. You're going where no man has gone before. Percent of nuns that are virgins. Guy is virgins. Data Lounge. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Celebrity gossip. Gay pop. I don't know. Oh, this is just a chat board. There's no data here. There are more than 20-year-old virgins now than there were. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, 15%. Okay. Well, this looks like old data. Holy cow. It goes back to 1996. Edit search. Find. Nuns. 15% of priests and nuns break their vows of chastity. Alright. I don't know if that. The number of American nuns has thus declined by more than 65%. In America, the number of priests have fallen. I don't really like Mother Jones, but the Catholic World Report. Let's find virgin. Edit search virgin. Oh, Virgin Mary. I should have seen that one coming. All right. I don't think the data exists. I really don't believe the data exists out there. Because, I mean, how are you going to test that? How are you going to control? How are you going to prove it? I'm going to go look at everyone's hymen over at the fucking nunnery. Oh. But only the Lord. Like I said, when I die, I want the statistics board. That's what I want to know. I want to know all these statistics that were impossible to figure out. Like, how many times did I say side rock step? Because that, like, who said that more in their life? Me. Guarantee you, I'm the king of said who said side rock step, because that's the cadence for swing dancing. Since I taught swing dance for 14 years, I guarantee you I'm the number one guy. Maybe there's other dancers. Like, there'd be 5 of us. Hey, are you in the running for side rock step utterances? Yeah, look at that. We're on the board. Check that shit out, huh? I want to see that chart. Percentage of nuns that were virgins when they entered. That just would tank. Just fucking tank. Oh, let's do some more sponsors here. InDemandCareer.com. Visit our buddy Seth Himes. If you are looking for a job, some kind of career, go to InDemandCareer.com. Where Seth evaluates and tells you how to go into the world of digital marketing. This is kind of like, you don't want to go to college, but you don't want to do nothing. There is an increasing realm, Matt Tran's on this board too, where you can go, and that's what Matt Tran's book, which I'm going to finally review here one of these days, is about jobs that there is no college training for, but they're in such demand. Kind of like back in the day, computer programmers, there was no computer programming classes. You just knew how to program computers. And so even though that was 40, 50 years ago, today, there are other, because of the evolution of online media, the internet, market, stuff like that, there's this whole new field of jobs that are opening up where you can't get training. And so InDemandCareer.com talks about one of those. That's digital marketing. And also Matt Tran, he kind of covers a lot of that in his book as well. If you are looking to hire a nice young lady as a model, who's very pretty, by the way, because I wouldn't recommend you hire an ugly one, go to CindyMoran.net. She is not paying me. This girl has just got her fucking shit together. As I've mentioned many times before, the prettier a girl, the less reliable she is, and that was one of the biggest hurdles we had to getting models for Captain's Quarterly, which is not going to come out quarterly. I am so far behind on that because of the latest book. But if you are looking for a pretty girl to model, go to CindyMoran.net, spelled C, and then Moran, M-O-R-A-N.net. She is a professional. She will get back to you, and that's why I advise and recommend her. So, because that is a problem. I know a lot of you guys out there are like, God, I like to, I'm sick and tired of the politics and the economics. I like to spruce it up. Plus, let's just face it, the majority of our listenership is men. We like to see a pretty girl every once in a while. It's what we go to war for. It's what we put up over in our foxhole, a picture of, what's her name? The gal, Rita Hayworth. So you, when for you old timers, Rita Hayworth, that's Cindy Moran today. Boy, what a nice guy I am. Boy, that's a compliment. Welcome to The Divide by SP Daily. That's his book out there. He also has his new book, Caustic. That's another book I haven't gotten around to reading yet. Could you guys go to undertowaudio.com? Seriously, let's kill two birds with one stone. Go to undertowaudio.com and have Undertow read your books. Put them on audio and then send me the CDs or however that works. I got an audiobook one time at the library. I don't know how it's done nowadays. Do you get MP3s? I don't know. How does it work? But go there so I can listen to the books, because reading is a pain in the ass. I do appreciate the books, don't get me wrong, but it's just like they just pile up. It's like, fuck. So you could get SP Daily's book, Welcome to the Divide, and his newest one, Caustic. Of course, all these books are available at Amazon.com. Then you have my books, The Black Man's Guide Out of Poverty. If you are a young black man, well, we could even say Latino, because the cultures, there's some corollary there. There's some parallels. If you're sick and tired of being helpless, because that's really what you are, if your entire life is determined by the evil intentions of white males, well, it's pretty hopeless. But if you'd like to have a little bit of control in your life and say, you know what, I'm not going out like that. We ain't going out like that. Read The Black Man's Guide Out of Poverty, okay? It's a plan B. It's like, hey, you got nothing else? Just try this. Try this. Give it a shot. What's the worst it's going to cost you? Like 10 or 12 bucks, and then your friends will beat the shit out of you because you're reading some book and you're trying to escape the ghetto. You think you're special. You are. You are. You deserve life. You deserve better. So read The Black Man's Guide Out of Poverty. Also, for every man and woman, if women want to read it, Bachelor Pad Economics. That is available in audiobook as well, read by our good friend Davis Arini. You could get that in all formats, Kindle, paperback, audio. And so it's a lengthy book. It's a vital book. If you want a book, I mean, before you go to Asshole Consulting, get that book, all right? Because I'm going to charge you just as much for a consult as I would for you to read the book. And the book, I know you got to read it, but hey, no, you don't got to read it. You have it on audiobook through Davis. There you go. So you can get Bachelor Pad Economics. Worthless, the same thing. That's the young person's indispensable guide to choosing the right major. Whether you or somebody you know is about to face the choice of going to college, or you want to change your major, or you know somebody who is majoring in stupid fucking shit, like fashion design over at Louisiana University, and then she's going to become a nun, find Jesus! Suck Jesus's penis, because that's essentially what you're doing while you... I can't go there. That's a little bit beyond the pale for the old captain. But Get Worthless, that's available in audiobook, Kindle, and paperback as well. Enjoy the Decline, that's for everybody. For those of you that are like, oh my God, Milo got banned from Twitter, go read my book, Enjoy the Decline, and stop worrying. It's okay. Septopus. All right, that is an obscure joke that if anybody gets, I'll be amazed. I will be amazed if anyone gets that joke. Then we have Curse of the High IQ. That's my latest book, soon to be my second latest when the next book comes out, but that is available in Kindle, paperback, and soon to be audio. No rush on the audio, though. We got plenty of shit going on. This is the summer of plenty of shit going on. I'm finally going to be going out to South Dakota on Saturday, and then I'm going to go to Colorado, and I don't know what my plan is. I know I'm not going to rush. I'm not going to make no mad dashes. I was going to go up to Radisson, Quebec. I was going to go drive to the Hudson Bay, and I said, you know what? When's the last time I sat and relaxed? I told myself, look, you did 10 years of reconnaissance. You've been driving all over this country. You never stopped to take a rest. And so now I'm going to take it easy. Going to go to South Dakota, spend a couple days there. I'm going to go to Colorado. Don't know where I'm going to go. Maybe our good agent in the field will be there, Denver Ben. But if he's not, that's all right. We'll go and drive around, relax over in the mountains a little bit. Maybe go visit our agent in the field, Greg, and his lovely wife, Cindy Crawford. But I'm just going to take it easy. Not going to do no 10-hour motorcycle rides. I'm going to find cigar lounges, sit and relax. Go for hikes, leisurely hikes. Only 15 miles, I guess. Oh, so we're going to do that. So yeah, Curse of the High IQ, that's for all you guys. Please get that book. That is a book you all must read because it's just going to make your life a lot easier because it's going to explain things. Kind of like Enjoy the Decline, it's going to explain why the world seemingly around you is batshit insane because they're idiots, they're morons. Yeah, you know what? It sucks being really intelligent sometimes because we got to deal with you fucking normies. Cheering for your fucking team, throwing the fucking ball over the fucking line. And somehow that's important. Anyway, then we have Behind the Housing Crash if you want to read old school Cappy. That was my first book. I don't know really if it has anything germane with today's economy, but yeah, you can read it. It wouldn't hurt. You certainly learn about economics. Then we have my best of books, Captain Capitalism Top Shelf, Captain Capitalism Reserve, both available on paperback and Kindle. Day by Day Cartoon by Chris Muir. Go ahead, check out our buddy Chris Muir if you want your daily dose of laughage. Silvio Canto's book, Cubanos in Wisconsin. Davis Arini's book, As I Walk These Broken Roads. Marty Zandrotti's book, Nixon's Guide to the Multiverse. And then his new book coming out on D.B. Cooper, which I got to read and review pretty much starting now. That's what I got to do. So that's it. Listen, check your nuts, fidget with your nuts, make sure you ain't got the testicular cancer. Ladies, feel the boobies, make sure you ain't got the breast cancer, go and get your mammogram. Help each other out. Guys, play with the girlfriend's boobies. Girls, fidget with the guy's nuts. Tell everybody about the old captain here. You could follow us on the Twitter, on the Facebook, YouTube, you know the podcast, the blog, CaptainCapitalism.blogspot.com. And then also Asshole Consulting has a Facebook page and a Twitter page. You could follow us there. Does this really help? I don't know. Just if you would, I do know, following, subscribing, it does kind of help. Voting up the podcast on iTunes, yes, that definitely does help. But just spreading the good news and word around if you want to share over on your Facebook or the interwebs or social media, that really does help. So, all right, that's all we got. We'll catch up with you kids later. Toodles.